This is Akashvani, the news read by Nishit Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a one-day visit to Karnataka tomorrow. During the visit, Mr. Modi will flag off three Vande Bharat Express trains at KSR railway station in Bengaluru. It includes trains from Bengaluru to Belagavi, Amritsar to Sri Mata Vaishno Devi Katra, and Nagpur Ajni to Pune. Thereafter, he will flag off Yellow Line or Bangalore Metro and undertake a metro ride from RV Road, Ragiguda, to Electronic City Metro Station. The Prime Minister will also inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of urban connectivity projects in Bengaluru and address a public function. Mr. Modi will lay the foundation stone of Bangalore Metro Phase 3 project worth over 15,610 crore rupees. The total route length of the project will be more than 44 kilometers with 31 elevated stations. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today paid tribute to the revolutionaries of the Kakore incident. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said on this day, 100 years ago, the courage shown by patriotic Indians at Kakori highlighted the resentment among people against colonial rule. He said they were angry at the manner in which people's money was being used to further colonial exploitation. The Prime Minister said their valour will always be remembered by the people of India. He said the government will keep working to fulfil their dreams for a strong and prosperous India. Union Home Minister Amit Shah said the Kakori train action was a symbol of courage, sacrifice and patriotism in the Indian freedom struggle. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said that on August 9, 1925, brave heroes like Ram Prasad Bismil, Chandrasekhar Azad and Ashfaq Ullah Khan ignited the torch of revolution against the British, looting, shaking and foundations of the British Empire. In Uttar Pradesh, various events were organized on the anniversary of the Kakori train action. CM Yogi Adityanath, in a social media post, said that this saga of bravery is an inspiration for the citizens of the country. The sacrifice, courage and patriotism of these heroes will always inspire our hearts to work with the spirit of nation first. Prasar Bharati chairman Navneet Sehgal inaugurated the exhibition of rare and historical newspapers under the Dastavej at the Kokoro Art Gallery in Lucknow today. Keeping in mind the centenary year of the Kakori train action, rare pictures of four important martyrs, Ram Prasad Bismil, Rajendranath Lahiri, Roshan Singh, Ashfaq Ullah Khan, have also been displayed in the exhibition. This exhibition will be open for visitors till the 12th of this month. The Chief of the Air Staff, Air Chief Marshal A.P. Singh, has said that India downed five fighter aircrafts of Pakistan during Operation Sindoor. Speaking at the 16th Air Chief L.M. Khatre lecture in Bengaluru today, the Chief of the Air Staff said five Pakistan Air Force aircrafts and one AWACS aircraft were put down by India. Speaking in detail, along with video footage, he said they have downed at least five fighter aircraft and one large aircraft, which could either be an Alent aircraft or an AEW&C aircraft.
We were able to neutralize most of their weapons by either countermeasures, some of them by using our air-to-air guns, as well as SHEWs. Systems like Akash and all have taken down many of their loiter munitions which have come in, the weaponized ones. There, none of their aircraft could come anywhere near the boundaries of Akash and even MRSAM. All their aircraft were taken on by LRSAM because they were trying to stay away, but still they were within our ranges at times, and that is the opportunity targets that we got.
India's defense exports surged 23,000 crore rupees last year and are expected to double within the next 2 to 3 years, said Dr. Samir Kamath, Secretary of the Department of Defense Research and Development and Chairman of the Governing Council of the Defense Institute of Advanced Technology, DIAT. He was addressing a press conference in Pune on Saturday after DIAT's 14th convocation ceremony. Dr. Kamath stated that Indian defense equipment has high demand in Middle Eastern, African and South Asian countries. Work is underway to develop a smaller version of the BrahMos missile, while the development of the Zoravar light tank is also progressing rapidly. The Asia Rugby Under-27 Championship matches have started from today. The opening match was played at the International Sports Complex in Rajgir. In the first match of the championship and in the men's category, Sri Lanka defeated Hong Kong. And with that, we end this news bulletin.